Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 15th day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 614. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We collectively pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yoni Levin of Kahal Anshe Emes in Cedarhurst, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Levin fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Levin will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, for the soldiers of the IDS, Mishaberach for the Chatufim, for those who are held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach for Cholim. Rabbi Levin will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Levin.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for the opportunity and for inviting me to share some words to the listeners. It's sad that we're still here davening for our brothers and sisters held hostage. Everyone should be safe. All our Jewish brothers and sisters throughout the world should be protected and should only, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should only hear tefillahs to bring the Yeshua and the Geula. So let me share a short idea on the parsha. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim the following. It says, Pesach Zarecha Yair. Pesach Lashon Psicha, which means to open. Pesach Dvarecha, your first words, your opening words, Yair, should bring light, should illuminate, and the Medrash connects this pasuk to the opening of our parsha Balosa, which describes the menorah, the candles that were lit in the Beit HaMikdash, that were lit in the Mishkan. So what does it mean, Pesach Dvarecha Yair, your opening words should illuminate, should bring light? The Bnei Sashar, of Tzvi Eli Melech Midinav, brings a remarkable insight. This Bnei Sashar explains that the first pasuk of every single one of the five chumashim, that first pasuk, the Pesach Dvarecha, the opening words, Yair, has some connection to the menorah. The first pasuk of every chumash that I'm going to explain talks about some allusion to the menorah. The very first pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, the first pasuk in all of Torah, there's a total of seven words. Bereishis bara Elokim, Eitz HaShemayim, Veitz HaAretz. The seven words, says the Bnei Sashar, correspond to the seven branches of the menorah in the Mishkan. That beautiful golden menorah, there are seven branches, and therefore seven words in the first pasuk in Bereishis. The first pasuk in Sefer Shemos, the next of the Chumashim, has a total of 11 words. 11 words are alluding to the 11 kaftorim, the 11 decorative knobs on this beautiful golden menorah. They had chiseled out 11 knobs, circles. So there are 11 words in the first pasuk of Shemos for the 11 knobs on this beautiful golden menorah. Then the Sefer Vayikra, the very first pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, has 9 words. Those 9 words parallel the 9 prachim, the 9 flowers on this menorah. This beautiful golden menorah had all types of decorative images. On that menorah, there were flowers. There were a total of 9 flowers, which are the 9 words of the first pasuk of Sefer Vayikra. Then Sefer Bamidbar, the first pasuk, has 17 words. Those 17 words correspond to the height of the menorah. The menorah was 17 tefachim, 17 hand breadths high, so therefore 17 words in the first pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar. And finally, the last of the chumashim, Sefer Dvarim, the very first pasuk of Sefer Dvarim, has 22 words. reflecting the 22 gevim. They also had goblet-shaped cups etched into the golden menorah. So we have the five chumashim. Each pasuk alludes to a different facet of the menorah, either the seven branches, the 11 decorative knobs, the nine flowers, the 22 goblet-shaped cups, or the 17 tefachim, which was the height of the menorah. That's what it means, says the B'nai Yisachar. Pesach divarecha, your opening words, Ya'ir. The beginning words, the beginning of each of the five books of the Chumash, are Ya'ir, are bringing some type of light, some type of connection to menorah. A beautiful remez, a beautiful illusion. But what's the message for me and you? What could we take away from this B'nai Yisachar? So I think the idea could be as follows. The idea is, the menorah is teaching us how to relate to other people. The same pasuk of Pesach Devarecha Ya'ir is how do you open your words when you talk to somebody else? How do you address someone? What are our first words? Our first words should shine. When we speak to someone else, whether it's a friend, whether it's a spouse, a child, or a stranger, we should begin with light. We should begin with warmth, with optimism, with encouragement, with chizik. We should Pesach Zarecha Yair. Make sure we start off talking with that positivity, with that love, with the care, with the sensitivity, to illuminate that person, to make that person feel good. Just as the menorah shone outward, our words should light up the space around us and uplift those who hear them. That we read Parshas Baloscha, and we're about to say some Tehillim and Tfilas for all those who need, we reflect back on the menorah. The menorah, which talks about the beginnings, the power of beginnings, reminded how we start something off and shapes it how it turns out. Begin with light, begin with kindness, and when we do that, when we create a world where Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence shines through every conversation, through every challenge and every step we take, that's how we're going to bring the Geula. That's how we're going to bring the Yeshua. That's how we're going to be Zocha to bring back the Beis HaMikdash with the real golden menorah, with all the beautiful goblets and cups and flowers, and that's going to illuminate the world around us. We should be Zocha to the Geula Shlema, the V'yach Gal Tzedek, the Nehera V'yameinu, Amen V'yamein. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai V'yom Tzor Yitzagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezecha Mikol Deshu Mitzion Yitzadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha V'olatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Achil Vavecha V'cholatzascha Yimalei, Nimad Nabi Shuatzecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidigol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati Ki Hoshir Adonai Mishicha Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodesh, Kakacho, Big Rose Yashemino, Ela Varecha, Vela Vasusum, Vanachnu Shema, Denayo Hino Nazkir, Hey Makarovana Polovanachnu, Tamnu Vinisardad, Adonayo Shia Melchiane, Vyom Karenu, Is Mother David, Adonai Rolexar, Vinozesha Yarbi Tenya, Mabinuchas, Inhalini, Nafshe Yishovig, Anheni Vimagwe Tedek Laman Shimo, Gam Kielech, Begay Talmavis, Lo Ira Rakiata, Imadi, Shiftaho, Mishanteho, Himi Nahamuni, Tarok Lefonai, Shulchon Neged, Sarir, Aiti, Shanta, Vashemin Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Achtova Chesed, Yedifuni, Koime Chayai, Bishapti Bevei Sade Naila, Rakhyamim, Shila Malo, Sethoi Nail, Harimean Yavazi, Ezimi Made Nail, Seshavain Varet, Aitain Lamod Raglecha, Yunun Shamecha, Hinei loyanun vayishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomercha, Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shevesh lo yakeko v'yarech balayla. Adonai yishmarecha mikara yishmarech nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitcho v'echa metav adilam. Shir ha-malos mimam ha-kim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shomavi koliti eno oznecha kashiros lakol tachanunai. Im avanos tishmor yo Adonai mi amor kim chasri cholim an tivarei kivis Adonai kivso nafshi v'lid v'ro hochalti nafshi l'Adonai mishomim l'boker shomim l'boker yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai achesed v'abei mofidus v'hu yiftes Yisrael mizol avonosov maskilu David v'yelsev v'amar atzilom Holy El Adonai Ezek, Holy El Adonai Etchanan, Eshbaruch Lefanav V'Sichi, Parasi Lefanav V'Hagid, V'Tatef Alay Ruchi V'Ata Yedate Nisivasi, Baruch Zu Alech Tamim V'Vachli, Abed Yaminu Rei, V'Ein Li Makir Avad Manos V'Meni, Ein Darsh Lavshi, Zakti Lech Adonai Amarti Ata Machzi Chelki V'Etachayim, Akshiva El Rinasi Kidalosi Me'od Hatsileini Me'od Faiki Amsu V'Meni, Hosea mi matkin afshi lehodo se shemecha biyachti utadikim kisek malalai. Acheinu kobeis Yisrael hanesumim v'tor v'shivya ha'im dim b'ein b'yom v'ein b'yabosha. Amokim yirachim alem v'yotzim v'tor l'vacho v'mirachay l'oro mishubu l'lugu l'hasha b'aglovis mankariv and amar amin. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, V'Yivarech Es Chayilei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'omdim Al Nishmar Tenu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayom HaGadol HaLevo HaRava V'Chol Makum Shem HaYabash Ba'Avir V'Yom Yitena Adonai Yosefeinu HaKamim Aleinu Negafim Lefneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil HaChayilinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuko, Mikol Nega V'Machal, Avishach Rocha V'Atzocha V'Chom Asir Yodehem, Yadbir Sanenu V'Tachdem V'Yatrem V'Chetze, Yishrov V'Ateres Nitzachom, V'Kiyom B'Hem V'Akosav V'Ki Adonai L'Yichem Ha'olich Nimachem, L'Hilachem Lachem, M'Avoichem Ha'amorim M'Oi V'Yichem L'Oshiyetchem V'Namar Amen. V'Shubayach Ha'avotena Avram Yitzhak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aron, Davud Shlomo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yimtzor Es Nedre, Tzva Ha'agon Alisa U'Shriyov, Bet Kachina and Sunim, the Tsar of Shivya, Babur Shakal, Kadash Hazem, Mispala Baburam, Akadash Baruch, Yimale, Rahamim Alem of Yotim, and Mechoshek with Hamavet, Umasem, Yinatek, Umitsukosem, Yoshem, Yoshivim, Mayor of the Haik, Mishrakosem, Yodu Lavane House of Niflois of Livne Adam, the Kriam Bohemikra of Shakos of Budi Adre, Yushun of Voltian of Vibrina, the Simcha Salam Al Rosham, the Sassam, the Simchavi Asigu, the Nasu Yogan Vanaha, Benamaramain. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech Es HaCholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali, Rachamim Aleim, Lachimam, Lerfam, Lachazkam, Lachayosam, Vishach Lehem, Mehera, Refua, Shlema, Minashamayim, Lachol Avarayim, Lachol Gideyem, Mitoch Shar Chalaisel, Refua Tzenefesh, Refua Tzaguf, Hashem Aglavs Mankarim, V'Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Levin. Truly appreciate having you on the program. We look forward to having you back. We've got Emir Tashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.